Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mouse Ears Podcast, where we talk about all things travel, but mostly Disney. Brought to you by Fairy Tale Journeys Travel.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Mouse Ears Podcast. I am one of your hosts for this evening, Stephanie, and with me I have Kelton over in Texas. How are you, Kelton?
I'm good, Steph. Hello.
And we also have Jennifer from North Carolina. How are you, Jen?
I am wonderful.
And lastly, we've got Brooks. How are you, Brooks, over in South Carolina? South Kakalaki, did I say it right this time?
Heidi ho, neighbors from Chucktown, South Kakalaki.
I forgot the Chucktown. Whatever. It's never going to happen. And tonight's episode, super, super exciting. It's all about Adventures by Disney. So that is why we have special host, returning guest, Laura Greco, the DCL queen, our favorite, especially for Adventures by Disney as well. Laura, how are you? Thank you so much for being here tonight.
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being on. We were just talking about this off the recording session, how you've been nothing but busy lately. You were on this ABD trip. You were at Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, the very first one, getting content for FTJ. Then you were on the Wish for the FTJ fam. I mean, you've been literally nonstop. So super grateful you were able to carve out some time for us, because this episode, I'm really excited for.
Really excited to tell you about it.
Yeah.
I think we all are.
Adventures by Disney is just... We need to continue to get the word out about how great Adventures by Disney is. But before we do that, one of our favorite things to talk about is the new news. So, brought to you by Christian Brooks Runner.
Welcome to the new news. I am your anchor, Christian Brooks Runner. All right, so we're going to get through this new news because I am really looking forward to hearing about Laura's trip tonight. So, first off, we have the Disney Adventure released a sneak peek of one of its seven venues aboard the new megaship coming to Singapore in 2025. The Disney Imagination Garden will include such things as an open amphitheater featuring a new signature show called Avengers Assemble. It will showcase some of your favorite Marvel heroes and villains. Did you see that Deadpool will be joining this epic trip? And it also have the first ever Castle at Sea, the signature artwork spanning three stories high, inspired by real and imaginary castles, two quick service locations inspired by the Jungle Book and Moana, and more. Read all about this new ship and watch the virtual fly through on the mouseearsblog.com. Next, Disneyland packages for 2025 have finally opened up. Get with your favorite Fairy Tale Journeys agent Fairy Tale Journeys travel agent and book your trip to the happiest place on earth. Next, the new Island Tower addition to Disney's Polynesian Villas and Bungalows is projected to open on December 17th. And the concept art they shared with us looks beautiful with all the nods to Disney's Moana. And a new restaurant is on the horizon. Guests can get ready to indulge in the delicious flavors of the South Pacific Islands at the, is it Wanalulu Bar and Grill? We all know that my pronunciation is impeccable. I do know how to pronounce this yet. Next word, yum. And yum. Lastly, we have to talk about the epic announcement from Epic Universe that Universal gave the first look at the Helios Hotel adjacent to Epic Universe. Universal Orlando Resort's newest theme park opening summer of 2025. And they also announced that there are new resort tiers being announced. So now it's instead of four, with one being in all of its own, they now only have three tiers. And if you haven't looked at that walkthrough of the new hotel, it would just get most people more pumped for Epic Universe. So that is it with the new news. And now over to Kelton with our trivia master, Kelton.
I shall take on the role as thy trivia master for the Mousers podcast. So as always, today's trivia question is brought to you by the Magic Candle Company. Next time you want a Disney-inspired scent to fill your home or my office, whether it may be a candle, room spray, or more, make sure to use our special promo code MOUSEERS for 15% off. If you can't spell, that's MOUSEEARS, kind of like me. Oh, we have, if you're watching on YouTube, we have demos. And if you haven't seen, Brooks already did a great unboxing of some of the stuff that he had purchased. So make sure to, I think it's on our YouTube page, our Facebook group. So make sure to check that out.
And it's Instagram. On the TikTok.
It's just everywhere. All the socials. So today's trivia question: what were the first two destinations offered by Adventures by Disney when they first started in 2005? If you want to find out the answer, make sure to go all the way through the episode, and we will share the answer at the end. But that's all I have for trivia. Steph, right back over to you.
All righty then. So now to the meat and potatoes of this episode, which is all about Adventures by Disney, specifically River Cruise. Yes, Adventures by Disney does have River Cruise. They have land expeditions, and then they've got River Cruises. And, well, Adventures by Disney is just so underrated. So what is Adventures by Disney? Just in a nutshell, it is a hassle-free guided group tour, group vacation through the Disney Company to destinations worldwide, both domestic and abroad. Does anyone else want to add to that very, very short definition of Adventures by Disney? It's going once, going twice. Nope. Okay. All right. So anyways, this is why we have Laura with us today, since she recently went on Adventures by Disney River Cruise. So Laura, take it away, please.
Hey, thanks. Okay, so I recently, like a couple weeks ago, got home from the Rhine River cruise, where I went through four countries in 7 nights and did the pre-stay. So we started in Switzerland and we ended in the Netherlands in Amsterdam. And I will tell you all about what was included as we go through the episode. But that was my latest ABD. It was the Rhine River cruise, and it was so much different from the land tour. I'm doing another one of those in May. So yes, it's become a new addiction for me to go over to Europe with Adventures by Disney, because they do it right, and I don't have to worry about a thing. Nothing.
Emphasis on the hassle-free.
Stress-free. Hassle-free. Worry-free. I don't do a thing. I just show up and I am told where to go, when to be. They take me and my luggage and I'm off on an adventure. So it's definitely a top
But that's
pick.
How vacation should be, though. I mean, Absolutely. The fact that it is completely different from going to the theme parks, even a little more different than, you know, the Disney Cruise Line. It's everything is planned for you. With a little bit of time to do, you know, like you had said with the last year when we had you on for your land cruise one, there's still, you get a little bit of free time though to yes. do if you want to.
And we had the same, like we had free time to explore where we went. You still have your free time that's not taken from you, But we were able to plan what we wanted to do before we even got there. So it was a matter of literally showing up. We knew what the excursion choices were. We had A, B, A, B, C on certain days for morning, for afternoon. And we chose these even before we went. And if we didn't like what we chose, we could change our mind on board. It wasn't a big deal. It's not like Disney Cruise Line where, you know, you only have a certain time to cancel. These are all included in your price. So it's a little different in that aspect, a little more free in terms of changing plans, adding them if you weren't sure in the beginning. They work with you. It's Adventures by Disney, stress-free. Love it.
So that kind of goes hand-in-hand with my next question for you, Laura. Mm-hmm. What preparations did you do prior to your trip? I did read somewhere that there is like an Adventures by Disney handbook that you can download. Are you able to talk about that a little bit more for us, please?
Sure, absolutely. So you book it. You have to sign an agreement. We have after you make your deposit. It's pretty much signing that you're going to arrive and you are pretty much agreeing to the terms of Disney. You realize that some will change. It could be canceled. They're going to keep you safe. You have to abide by the rules of each country, get your visas if necessary. You have to, that's the first thing you have to do for them. And then about 2 months before, you get that download to your handbook. And in that handbook, you see your itinerary, tells you with your packing list, little bit of language help for each country so that you're familiar with hello, goodbye, the money, what kind of money cute. They use, like whether you need euros or, you know, whatever the currency is that you're going to, so that you don't show up with nothing. They tell you to kind of get it from your bank before you go. If you're going to use their currency. So they prepare you for everything. This handbook goes from how you arrive at the airport, if you're doing a pre-stay with them, where to go to find your paddle and power. It's very, very step by step. So you know before you even get on your plane what to do when you arrive in Europe, which to me was very comforting because I'm very nervous. I'm a nervous flyer. I don't like leaving the country, and I feel very uncomfortable landing somewhere where I don't know the language. So to know exactly what to expect when I step off and looking for that paddle of power is a comfort to me because I see it and I'm like, oh, and I know I'm taken care of. And then I got to pick all my excursions, so I knew exactly what I was going to do on each day. So I was ready to go.
You can't spell it easier than that. Honestly,
it's like, that easy.
You know, it's a handbook, but it almost feels like a cheat sheet too. Like, you know, between like preparing you with the currency and then just your basics to be able to say hello. And this is all just so you can feel at peace. At peace.
Peas and carrots.
or appeased. Either one works.
Either one.
But, you know, because we've talked about it before, but just for those that might not have heard your previous episode about Adventures by Disney, you're there with guides. You've got two guides minimum. And if
we had five.
Imagine that.
The
that's
ship
incredible.
Had five. And that's because there are so many different excursions going out. And obviously we had more people on the ship than we would on a land tour. So we had five guides, and then each excursion had a local guide, and that's the Disney difference. So you not only have the ones that stay on the ship with you, but we have the local guides who take you out and give you your tours, which are phenomenal,
which is awesome. So like, it goes back to the whole stress-free, because you're never alone. I mean, you do have your moments where you can kind of venture off a little bit on your own, but you have someone or some peoples to kind of like fall back on to still be able to help navigate this terrain and this different language, cultures, you name it. So that's fantastic. You get some reassurance before you leave, plus once you're there. So amazing. Amazing. Okay. So a little bit more about preparations prior to. Does Disney take care of your flights and hotels? What about, you know, pre and post the cruise? How does that work?
I always use Adventures by Disney Air Department to get my flights because that's craziness because there's so many different airlines that go out and you're always flying into one airport and flying out of another country. Who better than to find that for you? And you tell them what airport you want to go out of and they will send you a bunch of choices and then they secure it. And of course, you have to pay that at time of booking. But they're also getting that group rate. So I find their pricing to be a little better than if I do it on my own. But if, you know, they're also responsible. So if a flight changes or cancels, they're responsible to get me there. But it also includes the transfers once I get to my destination. And I always do arrive the day early. So they put me in the hotel that I should stay at. That includes my transfer to the ship. So. And there were a lot of us there. So you start to see the people that you're sailing with that day before because we're all coming into that hotel. And it's usually minutes from the ship. And then we were picked up at the airport in a Mercedes and taken to the hotel. So it's first class, private transfers. I never worried.
So I do have a question. You were talking about flight and hotel. Now, did you say that like, that's not built into, those prices are not built into your package, correct?
They are not.
You pay for it in full, and but the ABD guides or ABD kind of takes care of.
Yes, it's all part of my ABD package. So when you look at my invoice.
Like an add-on.
It's an add-on. So you'll see the pre-stay, kind of like when you do a pre-stay on DCL, but then you'll also see the air added on to it. So it's all in one invoice. It's all one-stop shopping.
But I almost feel like that's like a pro tip right there to understand that you will get a group rate for your hotel and your flight because a lot of people think, oh, no, I'll just book my flight by myself on my own. I'll find something else. Well,
I wouldn't do it.
Most of the time, it's going to be a headache with like 30 different connections.
So. And case in point, I booked – even before I went, when ABD announced their 2025 land itineraries and I saw the Central Europe Sound of Music one, I booked it right away and I wanted to take care of the air. And when they put me through the air department, they said, you don't want me to book it for you right now. It's too early for our rates. She could have, and she quoted me the air. She says, but I'll get you a better rate if you wait a few months. So she even said, wait for us to get our rates.
And that, you're being taken care of.
And that's, and I feel like that's the Adventures by Disney difference.
Right. Because she could have booked me.
Yeah.
Right then and there. But I would be, I might as well have booked myself. But she said, wait. And I just did book my air and it was less than what she originally quoted. And that's because they worked, they have the contracted rates now. So that is what people should do. They should let us go through ABD for them to get their air all in one place.
Unbelievable. You make me so excited to do this for myself one day.
You have to.
I plan on it. I like that whole stress-free. And like us as travel agents, we love to be able to plan. I mean, that's literally our job. But every once in a while, you kind of want to be taken care of. And this seems like the perfect, the perfect opportunity for that.
Yes.
So moving on, what was your experience leading up to the ship? So we talked about the hotel, the Mercedes. I mean, did they greet you at the airport? Did they greet you at the hotel? What was
fabulous.
That like?
So it was a long trip because I had to fly from Frankfurt to Basel, and we had a long layover in Frankfurt. So by the time we got to Basel, I was really tired. So we arrive at the hotel, and by the way, they're always 5-star hotels with Adventure by Disney. And the driver insisted on rolling our luggage the 3 feet from the car into the lobby, unnecessary. And when you get to the counter to check in and you say you're with Adventures by Disney, they're like, first I just went Greco, I'm checking in, and they couldn't find me. And they said, are you with a tour group? And I said, Adventures by Disney. They went, oh, and they went to another pile and they pulled out my room keys. And with them was the map of the city of Basel. And on the map was tickets to the bus system free, because we were with Adventures by Disney for that night and the next day, free bus transportation to go look at the town just because we were with Disney.
Oh my gosh.
With our welcome letter telling us what time to be in the lobby for our ride over to the ship, what time to bring the luggage down to the lobby. We had to meet our adventures guides by 10 a.m. to drop the luggage and noon for the first transfer over to the ship. We could go at noon or we could go at 3. We, of course, were like, noon. So we dropped our luggage off. So we checked into our hotel. It was lovely. We had dinner. There were fireworks. There was some big celebration in Switzerland that night. So there were fireworks that night. It was lovely. And then we went to bed because we were exhausted. The next morning, there was free breakfast at the hotel, and it was quite the breakfast. They were making omelets, and it was really yummy. Oh. It was like omelet station and Swiss cheese, of course. You're in Switzerland. Lots of cheese. We gave our luggage. We met our adventure guides. Everybody knows I sailed with Alfonso Rivero and his family. They were on the cruise with us doing spots for Adventures by Disney. He and his family, they were lovely. Spoke to them for a long time. Yes.
Did you do the Carlton with him?
We would not ask him, no, because we knew he was on vacation with his family, and we were very, very respectful of that. Although he was working. So if you happen to see like a spot of him maybe canoeing or going down a mountain slide, or what else did we film him doing? I don't know. They filmed him doing a lot of things for Adventures by Disney. If you see that, know I was with him on the ship. But yeah, he was very nice. So that's where I found out and met him for the first time when I was checking my luggage, because he came down and was like, what? So that happened. And then we pretty much went back to the room. I took a little nap because we were still tired. And then we went to the ship. That was our day. No muss, no fuss.
That's a pretty great start, if you ask me.
That's an exciting first day.
I mean, honestly.
Seriously, starting on the right foot.
Sorry, it wasn't more exciting than that. That was literally my first day.
That is exciting.
I was going to say, more exciting than Alfonso?
Yeah, honestly, that was the excitement of the day right there.
But still, having the opportunity to also be able to explore the town on your own, but still have, even though you don't have a guide with you, you still have Disney taking care of you.
Exactly.
Is still incredible. So I'd argue that's amazing. I did not expect that.
No.
So, okay. So at this point, those of you that don't know, on the river cruise, you would be sailing on the AMA Waterways. Is that correct?
It is. So Disney partnered with AMA Waterways and has the AMA Lucia and AMA. Oh, I should know this. I was on Lucia. I bought this silly sweatshirt.
Aw, I don't think it's silly. Stop it.
I had to have something. You know, it doesn't have the big gift shops like, you know, the ocean vessels. It has a small one. And I'm like, I'm going to get something that has the name of this ship. So I got this because you need another sweatshirt in Florida. That's what my husband.
Oh, I get it. I get it.
It's different. They're long boats. They're called long boats. So they only have 3 decks. If you're used to ocean cruising, this is completely different. It's a completely different thing. It took me a little getting used to. It's not bad. It's just different. the first thing I noticed was there were no chicken nuggies anywhere to be found other than on the dinner menu. They don't have food 24 hours. So if you're an ocean cruiser and you're like used to snacking on deck 11 or whatever deck it is on whatever cruise line is your favorite cruise line, and you go and you get your snackies throughout the day, this does not happen on a river cruise. They do not have that. They have tea time where they make you beautiful tea sandwiches. That's about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. But
I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Yeah, it's different.
If I can't get greasy pizza at 2 a.m., I mean, what am I doing with my life? You cannot get
greasy pizza at 2 a.m. I was a little shocked. That's a huge difference. So if, at one point I was like, I really need my chicken nuggets. It's 2 o'clock. I need a snacky. This isn't working.
If I can't eat like a hobbit on a cruise, then I don't know if I want to go.
My husband was happy. It was like the first cruise we didn't come home 10 pounds heavier. But, you know, I was kind of missing it a little bit, my 24-hour snacking. So that's not the same. The tremendous, you know, they're beautiful ships. No doubt. The lounge is gorgeous. The dining room is gorgeous. They have one specialty dining room in the back, and you get to eat there one night. You pick your night that you want to eat there, and it's a 7-course meal, and it's phenomenal. And that comes with it. So you just pick the night you want. And 7 courses with wine for each course. It was delicious. It was my favorite meal on the ship. It's gorgeous. Yes.
You brought up an important topic. Wine. Okay. How does this work? Alcohol. Different than a regular cruise. And we're going to get, you know, as we continue, we're going to get a little bit more into like big comparisons between, mm-hmm. you know, for instance, Disney Cruise Line and this. But alcohol packages, do they exist? How does this work? You're in Europe.
No alcohol packages. So what's included during your meals, your breakfast, you'll see you can make mimosas for breakfast. They do breakfast in the dining room. If there's a day that we have lunch back on the ship, you can have wine or beer with your lunch. And dinner, you can always have wine with your dinner or a glass of Prosecco.
Is it paid separately or is it included? Sorry.
That's included. Wow. That is included.
It's important. Now,
there is a bar, and during the cocktail hour, you can get drinks at the bar. And there's always a drink of the day. So whenever we would have our meetings, we would always have our meetups at 6 p.m. We would have our meetups with our adventure guides who would fill us in on what's happening the next day, what color our group was for the next day to get your, know what paddle of power you were with. So we would do that and we would have free drinks then. Other than that, you would have to buy your drinks throughout the day. My bar tab was at the end of the cruise, my bill was $110. Unreal.
Not bad.
Wow.
I can tell you what my bill was at the end of the 3-night Wish cruise.
I don't know if we want to know.
You don't want to know. So the drinks were like $4. Oh. I got an espresso martini one night. It was $4.
Yum.
You also have to realize that all of your gratuities for all of the crew and your adventure guides on a river cruise are included in your fare. So
interesting.
Stress free.
Now, of course, you can give more if you want, but no envelopes are sent to you like they are for land tours. Like everything was included. So, you know, of course, when I ordered a martini, I threw in money for the bartender, but everything was included. All those gratuities were really included.
Wow.
So, yeah. Yeah.
I'm almost less speechless because I'm just like,
this is well, so cool. I mean, if you think about it, I'm not really a wine drinker, but I drink Prosecco. And mm-hmm. so that was kind of included in dinner. They never gave me a bill for it. My husband drank wine. We had the cocktails during the cocktail hour. I had Prosecco in my room because I was in a suite. So I had a couple bottles from the day we boarded. I nursed it a little because I knew it wasn't included. So I had enough. It's a different type of cruise. We were off the ship more than you're on the ship. It's more of like a bedroom at that point because you're doing so many land tours. You're off the ship so often that really you're sleeping on the ship more than you're doing anything else. You didn't need a drink package, put it that way.
Amazing. Not at all. So just to kind of, I guess, wrap up this particular question / segment, what other big comparisons, and you've mentioned quite a bit already, if any, what other big comparisons do you have between like the Adventures by Disney River Cruise versus a Disney Cruise Line ship or trip?
All right. So you don't have the Broadway shows, but they brought in some local talent. We had an accordion player with a singer. We had a singer who had his own band. You know, when I say own band, I mean he had click tracks. So he played all his instruments and he spoke to himself. We were a little concerned. He had pictures of himself behind him and he'd go, "Good job, bro." A little creepy. And then the last night we had this fantastic, I mean, she was the best of the best. She came on board in this sequined blue outfit and belted out songs and jumped on the couches. She was amazing. So you had live entertainment, but you didn't have Broadway shows. There's no theater. So they would just come in the lounge and entertain you. And they were all local. So that's different. That's another difference. And of course, again, the Port Adventures are much different because they're included in the price and you have choices. Seamless.
But you're still a DCL fan numero uno.
Look, I would do another river cruise, but you know, I was on the riverboat going, I'm an ocean girl.
I need my chicken nuggies.
I need my chicken nuggies. I need my shows. I need, you know, a pool, hot tub. They didn't have a hot tub. I really need all that walking I did. My back was killing me. I really needed a hot tub. And I kept going, why is there no hot tub on this ship? It's like, what's going on? But yeah.
Alfonso, we need a hot tub.
Yeah. And I also was clearly not on an adult only. And I was on deck 3, you know, the top deck. And the pool was right above me. And the children were running around over my head, dropping chess pieces. So there were nights where I was trying to sleep and I'd hear kaboom, kaboom.
Things to keep in mind.
Maybe
so
deck
on that
2.
Note.
On that note,
how next, many people were on the ship, would you say?
122.
Oh, and that's including both guests and crew?
That's guests.
Okay.
Crew, gotcha. There were probably about 15 to 20. It's not the same as DCL. You don't get the same servers every night. There's one dining room. It's the same crew is rotating in there. You see faces. Like my butler was also a server who was also a bartender. So they're all doing the same things and they're lovely. They're great. The crew is great.
Do you think there were a lot of kids?
Not as many as I thought there would be. But there were, the age ranges were interesting. Like we had a couple youngins up and many teens.
Okay.
But I'd say there were more adults.
So could you walk us through maybe one of your favorite days, what the day was like between like you wake up in the morning and then you go to sleep at night? Pick whatever day you want that was memorable for you. Just
my favorite day was the first day we finally, because the Rhine River is very industrial. So the first 3 nights, we did everything during the day and sailed at night. And we're like, what about these beautiful pictures that you see people sitting on the top of the riverboat, you know, during the day and they're sailing through? I was like, when is that going to happen? There's my cuckoo clock. So I'm like, where is that? So finally, this was my favorite day. This is my favorite day. We got off the ship in the morning and we did a quick tour of a beautiful little town in a quiet village, because it's all Beauty and the Beast inspired. And that's all I kept singing like the whole time, because it definitely looked like it. But we had an all aboard time of 1 o'clock in the afternoon, because we were finally going to do an afternoon sail where the ship manager was going to, at every mile marker, we had a map. There were castles all down the river. All down the river, like every few miles. And the map on the would tell us what castle it was. And we're all on the top deck, finally, on the sun deck, just sitting there, finally sailing the river during daylight. Like all the pictures you see on the brochures, finally. And we're passing these epic castles. And the cruise manager and our captain are telling us all about each castle's history. That was the most epic day. So many castles along the river. I've never seen so many castles. And you know what was missing? Dragons. This is cue the dragons. Where are my Game of Thrones fans? Like, dragons.
I don't have a dragon soundtrack or a sound bed.
We need the dragons. Like, every castle looked like... Yeah, exactly. I'm like, all of these castles look like they belong. They're Daenerys's castles. Like, what's going on? Like, mind-blowing. They were beautiful landscapes. That was my favorite day.
That's awesome. That
was gorgeous.
It sounds amazing.
So you woke up, you had breakfast.
Breakfast, went on land, little town in a quiet
village.
You sang
Beauty and the Beast, yes.
Yes. Came back, ate lunch, went on the sun deck, cruised down the Rhine River, castles on right, castles on left. They brought up coffee with brandy in it for us. Castles on the right, castles on the left. All the way until sundown.
Wow.
And then we went to dinner. It was lovely day.
Seems like a great mix between exciting and yet relaxing, because you're not busting, running from one castle to the next. And
no.
But you've got such a great POV.
Oh, it was beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah.
I love that. I absolutely love that. So on that note. Why choose an Adventures by Disney River cruise over a land expedition?
I only had to unpack once this time. In Sicily, I had to unpack in every city we stopped in. My suitcase was a mess by the time we got to Taormina. This time, I unpacked, the suitcase went under the bed, and for 7 nights, I had the same bed. That was a bonus.
Any
There's
other
a good
reasons?
Similarity right there to your ocean cruises right there.
Yes.
Same bed.
Unpack once.
It's perfect.
That would be my main reason. I think the land tour wins a little because less people. I liked, and maybe because my land tour was adult only, I liked the more intimate tours and the less people over, because even our tour groups, although we were broken into small, there were still a lot of people.
Because like, correct me if I'm wrong, but the land tour is a maximum of 40 people, I believe.
Yes. Maximum.
Italy,
they tapped our Sicily at 25. So imagine 25 of us versus the 122. So even if they broke us into a smaller group, I was still touring with 30 or 40 in my group. I was used to 25. Like, there was just 25 of us. So I think I would prefer the smaller land tour over the river cruise, but I really liked unpacking once. That was so nice. they're both wonderful. I would do either of them hands down. They are the best way to tour Europe. So it's a matter of what you like, what you and your family like.
I feel like that goes fairly answers my question, I should say, of how do the shore excursions differ with the river cruise versus a land venture with Adventures by Disney? Just the sizes.
It's the size. I mean, we had the same local tour guides. They were amazing tours. We got to, you know, from wine tasting to beer tasting to people went canoeing. You know, we didn't do canoeing. We chose, some people went to smell cologne in Cologne, you know, and look, the adventure guides went out of their way to help me get to the Anne Frank Museum. They let me totally skip one of their tours and helped me get over to Anne Frank because they knew how important that was to me. And it was sold out. And they helped me find a way to get in. And they told me how to get there. And, you know, they said, okay, go on this tour this morning and go with them to the Rembrandt. And then you can walk to the Anne Frank Museum and then Uber back to the ship. Like, they go out of their way. You can't go wrong. You just can't go wrong.
Yeah, you're taking care of every step of the way.
Every step of the way.
And they're accommodating. I mean, you don't have – I mean, part of the Adventures by Disney is that you're going on these, you know, group tours. But this is a great example of you not being
right.
That. You
this
really want to do
saying,
something and you go, yeah.
I'm not going to come back to Amsterdam. This is totally important to me since I was a child. This is something I feel I have to do. Is there any way for me to get to Anne Frank Museum on this day? And he's like, I don't know, we can get you tickets, but if we can, we can make this happen for you.
That speaks volumes.
And
honestly,
that's the Disney difference.
And there
right
you go.
There.
Mm-hmm. It's incredible.
So on the Disney difference note,
yes.
Let's emphasize that because again, for those that want to go back and listen to Laura's previous episode with us in season, was it? I think it was season one. It was in December, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So
well, I went in October. So yeah.
So yes, it was season one. Gentlemen, correct me if I'm wrong, but in December, it was one of our earlier episodes, and we talked about this entire adults-only land adventure with Adventures by Disney, which was through Italy, which was unbelievable. And we talked about the Disney difference then, but it really is important to emphasize this. Does anyone want to actually take over this part by any chance? If not, I'll just take over, but anyone wants to.
Well, I mean, you know, so I think Jen and I both can probably talk about the Disney difference, especially with being retired cast members. I won't use X, I'll use retired cast members at that point. But yeah. You're talking about like with what they did, you know, getting you over to the Anne Frank Museum. I mean, what other companies out there are going to really push that hard to work with you to get something that you've wanted? And I bet there probably are, but this is Disney we're talking about. I mean,
right.
You see the Disney difference here. You see it on the cruise line. You see it in the parks in Orlando and Anaheim. You see it everywhere. And that's one of the big things with that. But with both the land tours and the river cruises, you've got those Disney trained adventure guides. And like you had said, the land tours, you only have two that are with you every step of the way. This one, five, just because you're a bigger group. But even on top of that, the authenticity, the insider access. I mean, think about that, too, with what Disney just gets for you with having the local guide. So people who, you know, citizens live there in those towns and getting to show you, you know, around their own home type of thing. I remember on your Sicily one, you had talked about going into somebody's home, and I think having dinner with
the
them.
Meal. Yeah. They cooked us
so
a meal.
Getting to Disney is partnering with people from those towns to give, you know, to give our clients that this full taste of, you know, whatever trip you're on at that point. And on top of that, we know Disney has world-class service.
Yep.
Anywhere you go.
100%. 100%.
And I think of it too, like you were talking about the world-class service and also the insider access you were talking about with the Anne Frank Museum. Tickets were sold out that day, and they still figured out a way for you to, even with tickets sold out, mm-hmm. they were still able to get you in. So that's not only is that the world-class service, but that's also that insider access, because they're able to use their connections. And it's not just, oh, we have this group coming in and here's a, you know,
right.
Money or something. It's, we have these two people wanting to go.
And help us out. Yeah.
They're going to break off of our group, but go. And this is how you get back. Like you said, I don't know if I haven't really been part of very many tours, but every tour I've ever been a part of is you're doing what I say when I say it, and we're
follow
not deviating.
Follow the flag.
Right.
follow the flag. Yeah.
It's almost a child safety tether, aka a leash. Like, you're going to stay right on this.
Stay on this. No deviation. Yep. Right. You know, and it was so funny because I was like hugging everybody saying, see you later. Because you make friends with all these people on the ship, right? You're like, see you later. They're like, be careful. I'm like, I'm fine. You be careful.
But the fact that they were able, that they were willing to do that for you, I mean, that's
Going magic.
Above and beyond. Yes.
That's
it's sprinkling Disney. That pixie dust.
That's what we call pixie dust, that bad boy. Magic.
But on top of that, I mean, you got fun for the whole family and also adult exclusive, you know, mm-hmm. stuff. So it gives you a little bit of that, you know, more adult type of a trip. And then, like we had talked about, the magical Disney touches, you know, that you may have on board as well. Did you have anything like that on your ship? You know, any like of those Disney touches that may not be as big as what we would see on an ocean liner, like the Wish or the Dream?
No, because remember, it is
another company,
AMA Waterways.
But yeah.
So, I mean, they put, when it's a when they're using the ship for Disney, they have the Mickey hands, you know, on the desks, and they have like the stuff keys. But it's still not, it's not a Disney ship per se. So
right,
you don't
right.
really see very much Disney on it, except where they put it.
So they do some little decor,
little
type, very
things,
minor type of things.
Minor, because it's only Disney's when they sail on
right.
it. And especially on the Rhine, because it only goes one way for us. And then a non-Disney takes it the other way. And then it goes.
Yeah,
it's the Rhine absolutely. River is very strange that way. But yeah, it wasn't, it's not, it doesn't look like a Disney ship mm-hmm. when you get on at all.
So what I was going to say about that is, in regards to the magical Disney touch on board, for those, again, we use the word Disney, and I know Disney is so heavily associated with Mickey Mouse. You don't get that. Like, this is authentically, you know, an international group tour, not
right.
Mickey. You're not going to see Mickey. But what I would say could be considered a magical Disney touch, and then, Laura, you can talk more about it. We've talked about it before. It's the storytelling aspect of
right.
Disney. They're fantastic about that. So when you're going on these, you know, land adventures, and you're visiting these different towns and going on these different tours, because of the knowledge of the local guides, because of the, you know, adventure guides that you're paired with in these different locations, they're able to speak to the area, the museum, the home, the town, in a way that you otherwise would either pay a lot of money to have someone do it that's just robotic, or you don't.
Right.
And you have this story, you know, this is what I would consider as the Disney magic, is the storytelling and how they're presenting, because they're going to be able to talk about it in a way that's captivating to your youngest traveler all the way up to your oldest traveler. And I think that's really important to highlight.
It is. And don't forget that, you know, you are getting real quick. You have to remember that Disney's also getting that priority access. So when we got to Heidelberg Castle, we passed all the people in line. Like, they had our tickets and we walked right past. 122 people walked right past the people in line. Like, and they're like, what's happening? Why are they going to the front? I'm like, well, we're
Disney. Don't have the power.
Have the power.
Gotta have the paddle.
You know, that's also very helpful when, you know, you're moving with a big group and you don't have to wait on lines, because that's a big waste of your day. Like, why do you want to wait on line?
True.
I don't.
No. You want to maximize your time. But again, you're not killing yourself on these trips either. I just love thinking about you being on the sun deck with an espresso martini or something. Just watching these castles pass by. Amazing.
I've never seen so many castles. I didn't know so many castles in the world existed.
Wow.
I was like, what?
I can't even imagine. Castles. So, Laura, help me out with this next one.
Yeah.
What is included in an Adventures by Disney trip? There's a lot. And we sprinkle things here and there, but let's just break it down for everyone.
Okay. Are you talking about the river cruise?
Any Adventures by Disney trip.
Okay. Yeah. So luxury accommodations, your adventure guides, your programming, meaning entertainment, and for all adventurers. So if you're with children, there's junior adventurer activities and adult. If you're on the ship, you get a variety of cuisine. Lots of schnitzel if you're in Germany. You get the authentic...
No nuggies. Only in America.
No nuggies, but schnitzel. So you get... So if you're sailing through a certain country, that is going to be what your meal is on the ship at night. Authentic cultural activities. Onboard meals, including wine, beer, and lunch at dinner. Now, if you're on a land tour, you're going to be fed surprise meals no matter where you are, featuring the food of the country you're in. There's so much more food on those land tours, probably because they're not constrained by what's on board the ship. Like, you're on land. Private tours. We were just talking about that. You are private and you get that exclusive insider access. Your entrance fees and taxes for any entrance fees for museums and whatnot, and all your port adventures are paid for, and any shows that you go and see are paid for, and gratuities. Don't forget those gratuities. Only on the cruises. You do have to, your gratuities are paid for on land tours for all of your meals, but you do still need to tip your adventure guides there. And then we ask it, if you're looking at the website, you'll see what your other inclusions on the itineraries individually, because some itineraries have more meals included than others, depending on where you're going.
Thank you, Laura.
That was my awesome. Pleasure.
It's just sometimes nice to like break it down so people can really see it. Like, we talk about it scattered throughout the episode, but frankly, the amount that is offered, it really highlights the value of an Adventures by Disney vacation. So,
and people get afraid by the price tag, but they shouldn't, because it is so inclusive. Like, it is.
And accommodating. And stress-free. Accommodating
and stress-free.
So on that note, remind me again, what was the river cruise you were on?
I was just on the Rhine River.
So the Rhine River.
Started in Basel, Switzerland. I went through France, Strasbourg, France. Then I went to Germany. And I ended in Amsterdam, which is
that
in
was
the
seven nights, 8 days?
7 nights, 8 days.
That's pretty awesome. You get to enjoy four four countries in a week.
Four countries. And it didn't feel rushed. And we had plenty of time and learned a lot of history. And that was a lot of World War II history, which is not as long ago as it seems when you're there, because it just seems so fresh to a lot of those adventure guides. So it's you learn a lot. It's educational. So take the kids. They need to learn this stuff. Mm-hmm. There's other river cruises being offered as well. There's the Seine River Cruise, which those of you who were watching the Olympics while I was over there, that's the Seine River, goes through Paris. That's a nice one too. You get to see all of the historic sites. Normandy is one of them. Lots of interesting takes on France and German relations, I learned. Save that for another day. History. Then you have the Danube River, which is the land tour I'm choosing to do instead of the river. I call that the Sound of Music one. That's Vienna and Salzburg. I can't wait. But they do that cruise as well. You have the Rhine River Food and Wine. That's their next one. I was on the very last sailing of the season. So the next one they do is Food and Wine. Then they do the Christmas markets. And the you have the Danube Oktoberfest, Christmas market, and holidays. So there's plenty of river cruises for you guys to take. Some are adult only and some are for families. A good adult only is Oktoberfest.
Say less, Laura. So I just wanted to add to these are typically all 7 nights, 8 days. I don't really see any that offers any extra. But if you do want extra, Adventures by Disney does offer escapes. And that's basically an extra 3 days in certain countries, most countries, a lot of countries.
Some maybe, soon, few, maybe, a lot.
So you can extend your trip just in a different capacity, but still with Adventures by Disney, which I think is just fantastic, whether you do it before the river or after the river cruise. And again, Disney takes care of all that for you in addition to your travel agent. So,
yes.
And there are currently two deals going on for anyone who wants to book an Adventures by Disney. And of course, we will always recommend our sponsor, Fairytale Journeys Travel. Reach out to them, fill out a no obligation quote, and find out what's the best Adventures by Disney trip for you. So one of the offers is a limited time winter offer where you save on select Adventures by Disney departures in 2024 and 2025. This will include river cruises, expedition cruises, and escapes. Escapes is what I mentioned earlier, something you can tag on before or after. Offer must be booked by December 31st, 2024 for travel on select departures starting September 19th of 2024, so that's next month, through March 26th of 2025. With this savings, you can save anywhere from $150 all the way up to $500 per person. Per person, people.
Cha-ching!
Talk about a great deal. So these deals definitely vary depending on the adventure that you decide to take, but honestly worth looking into because that's just a pretty hefty number. Yeah. There's also for a limited time, returning adventurers can save on trips booked by January 6th of 2025 or within 45 days of returning from their most recent Adventures by Disney trip, whichever is sooner. And this as well will grant returning adventurers anywhere from $150 to $500 off per person on select adventures. So run, people. Don't walk. Get that deal because space is limited. Like Laura said, there was only, it seems like quite a lot, like 100, what is it, 122 people? But
it was like that.
Yeah. You have a family of five. That's, you know,
you need knocking two those rooms for that.
Yeah, knocking availability real quick. And a lot of these, you know, I'd argue that there are couples and there's families, but there's also multi-generational families that go on these trips as well. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, take advantage, mm-hmm. see what's available, and save yourself several hundreds of dollars on your next, you know, trip. And like I mentioned earlier, there are domestic and international trips. And I want to say that we're in all seven countries or all seven continents now with Adventures yes. by Disney or mm-hmm. whether it's Adventures by Disney or National Geographic, all seven continents. So there's something out there for you. Laura, as we yes. wrap up this fantastic episode, are there any final thoughts, takeaways, tips, and or favorite memories from your trip that we haven't touched yet that you would want to share with our audience?
Final thoughts. Take the trip. Life is short. You won't regret it.
Putting Don't that wait. On a sticker.
Take the trip. I have too many favorite memories from this trip. I can say I came off this trip making lots of new friends. This one was very enjoyable. I really did love this trip. I just missed my 24-hour food. That's all.
Would you say that it's a little bit more intimate because you guys are all on, you know, a cruise together? Despite being more people or no? It seems like that if you're making more friends.
I think so because, you know, yes, it was Sicily. There were fewer of us. But, you know, when we had free time, we all kind of dispersed. With this one, we all met at 6 o'clock in the lounge and you just found your people. And since they did a good job with when we did excursions or they broke us into groups, like when we all went to Heidelberg Castle, for instance, that was all of us. And they tended to put the people that were just adults with adults and groups, the kids with the kids. So, you know, we were smaller groups. And I think that, you know, then we ended up eating dinner together because it wasn't a select table and there was less wandering on our own. So I think in a way, even though there were more of us, it was a little because we were on the same ship every night, not different hotel rooms, but like we were together every night like that. It made for better friendships to be made, I think. Because you go to a hotel room, you slam, click, as my husband says, slam, click the door. You're not really hanging out. You know, you end of the day, you're done. But in the lounge, you're like, oh, how's your day? Let's go eat dinner.
I didn't ask this question because it just popped up. And I promise this will be my last question of the night before we wrap things up. How is a transition going on and off the cruise at each port? Or wherever you guys stopped. Was it easy? Was it, you know?
You mean like getting off the ship?
Mm-hmm.
That was no different than getting off the ocean cruises. You had one crew member. You don't have to go like through that security underneath, you know, deck one. One crew member would scan your key card, your room door, and then you'd be scanned back on the ship.
Seems bleep, pretty simple.
Bleep, 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 and then bloop, 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 bloop. It was very simple. And then you were on and off.
Oh, okay. That sounds great. Again,
that was piece of cake.
Love that. All right. Well, on that note, Kelton, why don't you round us off with the trivia question answer, please?
Oh, it's our favorite time. Okay. So if you remember back, a trivia question was, what were the first two destinations offered by Adventures by Disney when they first started in 2005? And if you guessed Wyoming and Hawaii, You would absolutely be correct. And the crowd goes wild. Wyoming and Hawaii.
And I have a fun little fact about that. For that first year, it was by invitation only.
Oh, you had to be special.
Right, because they were testing it out to see.
D33?
They were testing it out, and then in 2006, I believe they opened it up to 7 destinations.
Nice. Laura, you would have been one of those people with the invitations if they knew back in 2005.
And yet, I was not.
And you were not. That's okay. And yet,
I was not. I should have been, although I would have chosen Hawaii over Wyoming, but, you know.
You know, I would pay big money to see you on horseback. Just saying. If anyone knows Laura.
I think the next fam should be to Adventures by Disney in Wyoming. And we all go horseback riding.
Suzanne on horseback. Next to Laura on horseback. I'm telling you. New cover photo on Facebook for FTJ. Yeah.
Perfect.
I love this idea.
Come on, y'all. Let's go.
Oh my God. No. No. No.
Laura has spoken. Denied.
I'll go. I'll watch you on horses. I will not do that. Although, why not? How bad could it be?
I mean, weren't you just saying life is short?
Yeah, right. Life is short. All right, fine. Life is short. Let's take the trip. All right, FTJ. We're going to Wyoming.
Oh, gosh, that sounds so fun.
Call Suzanne.
FTJ goes to Wyoming.
Fine.
The whole state.
The Y'all, whole I'm state. Telling you,
it would make for great TikTok reels.
Oh, gosh.
We'd go viral. And the laughs.
We would, especially me falling off the other side of the horse. Is somebody going to help me get up there? I don't know.
They
the
do
whole
have
thing
stools.
Scares me.
Most hey, listen, places
Adventures
do have
by
stools.
Disney say, takes care of everything. All
say,
the little details.
There's power ADD's in that paddle. They,
yeah,
they
there'd
lift
have
you
to be
up.
A lot of power to hoist me up there on that horse. That's for sure.
Oh, guys.
What a great paddle.
What a great way to close out the episode.
It's scaring me a little.
Jen, take Ooh. It away.
And on that note, good night all.
Well, folks, that is it for this week's episode. Thank you so much to Laura for being on. We just love you, and this was great. And thank you, everyone, for joining the Mouse Ears podcast. Don't forget to join our Mouse Ears podcast Facebook group, TikTok page, Instagram, to stay up to date for all things travel, but mostly Disney. And if you're interested in having a Fairy Tale Journeys agent book your next trip, visit fairytalejourneys.com and let them know that the Mouse Ears podcast sent you. If you enjoy our weekly episodes of the Mouse Ears podcast, we'd love for you to leave us a review wherever you listen to us. So until next time, thank you. And have a great night.
Thank you, Laura. Have a good night,
thank
everyone.
You,
thank you, Laura. See you next week.